What in the world makes someone decide to create and star in his own late night show? Do you just wake up one day and decide to do something like that?
That's a good question. It was sometime last May. It kind of did just happen, you know? It just popped into my head and was like, you know, it'd be fun to do my own show.
That's John Calhoun, one of many people who have chosen to make New Orleans their home.
I performed a lot when I was younger, I guess, maybe in my 20s, my late 20s. And I had taken probably about a decade off and had done a lot of other things in my 30s, one of which was starting a food co-op in New Orleans and also doing urban farming projects and a lot of community organizing and community work, which was great. And I had a lot of wonderful things come of that and met a lot of great people and got tied into New Orleans community, I think, in a very important and special way. But the work took me away from performing and being on stage. And I think I always knew that I would come back around to being a performer.
But John Calhoun was using his theatrical skills in a variety of ways before, as he says, he came back around to being a performer. He just used them for a different purpose.
And one of the things that came out of doing volunteer work and community organizing was doing a lot of grassroots fundraising. And something that I found myself doing a lot was being an auctioneer and doing live auctions. And when I do live auctions, I have a band that I work with. So when I'm affording a bit of buy. When I'm doing this fast prattle, they're playing behind me, and then someone's the highest bidder, and then they play a celebratory song, and it's really a lot of fun. So last May, we had just done an auction fundraiser for Holly Grove Market and Farm. That week was when this idea popped. I mean, no, it'd be fun to have my own show. And like, what if I did like a late night talk show, but did it in front of a live audience in New Orleans? You know, and I was like, no, that's a really good idea. You know, then I thought about it a little bit. That's a great idea. That's a really great idea.
A conversation with his bandmates followed who all wanted in. Then a 20-person production team came together. Writers created skits and comedy sketches. Interviews with notable New Orleanians were arranged. And before you knew it, the Goodnight Show with John Calhoun became a reality, right down to the onstage recognition of the show's sponsors.
We do live commercials. So when I say, we'll be right back, you know, the lights go down and the band plays a little music and then the lights come back on and actors come up on the stage and they perform live commercials for real sponsors. So these are some like local businesses that, such as Door Furniture, which provides our interview couch and our set, or Satsuma Cafe, Pizza Delicious, these different local sponsors. And the commercials are hilarious.
Now, putting this all together is a lot of work, so there's no way it's a nightly event. In fact, it's not even a weekly event. Well, not yet, anyway. No, the Good Night Show with John Calhoun happens only once a month. And in the 6 months it has been going, its audiences have grown and grown.
The next show coming up, Wednesday, February 27th at 8 p.m. You know, this is a late night talk show format, but our shows are 8 o'clock, so the event doesn't happen that late, which is great. So you can come out on a school night or a work night and be out of there by 10 o'clock. Our next show, we're having a musical guest. Have to have a musical guest. It's New Orleans. And there's just no end to all the great musical guests we're excited to have on. And this month we're having Carl LeBlanc, and he's the banjo player for Preservation Hall and really great musician, guitar and banjo player, and very interesting person.
And where does all this take place? It's at Cafe Istanbul in the Healing Center on St. Claude Avenue. Tickets are $10 at the door, and there's a cash bar inside. There's more information about the Good Night Show with John Calhoun on WWNO.org and on NOLAVIE, that's NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.